Tef, good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. We have a very long shiur. So the earlier that we start is better. It's two small topics that I'm going to start with, even if somebody's going to come a little late, it's okay. The first topic is is Halachat Et Zayin. It's basically a side topic, because the main part of the halacha is that if you have a chaluk shekibsu to v'tachvu bo kaneh liyabsho, yachol leshomto me'al hakaneh. So the chidush in the seif is basically that you should take the garment out of the kaneh, that it's not a kli, but don't take the kaneh, because the kaneh is not a kli. The Mishnah Berurah raised the point that it's true that if the garment was wet before Shabbat, you could take it off the kaneh if it wasn't wet enough to consider the garment mukze before Shabbat or ben hashmashot. And what is the mukze garment that he would consider mukze? He said in Zif Katan Samech Gimel, he said di ma tufeh al mat latpiach ben hashmashot asur letaltel kol chalukot shabbat demikud itkatza ben hashmashot. So the Mishnah Berurah said something very interesting. He says, if you have a garment that it's wet, tufeach al manat latpiach. Tufeach al manat latpiach, basically, that if you put your finger on it, your finger is going to be so wet that it can wet something else that you touch again. Tufeach al manat latpiach. So if the garment is so wet, it's considered mukze ben hashmashot, and then we apply the rule, migod itkatzai beben hashmashot, itkatzai lekul yoma. Now the Achronim have two main questions on this Mishnah Berurah, and it's basically very relevant l'maisa, especially in Israel when you hang the clothes outside, and it's very common. I think some people do it here also, but you hang the garments Erev Shabbat, it's wet, just off the washing machine, and it got dry on Shabbat. Could you use it or not? So based on the Mishnah Berurah here, it seems like if it's Tufech HaMenat Latpiach, you can't. Migud Yitkatzai Ben HaShmashot, Yitkatzai Lekul Yoma. We have two problems with that. The first problem is that the assumption that garment that it's wet is asur betiltul is not so clear to begin with, because the halacha is that even if you have a wet towel, you're not allowed to pick it up by yourself because we have a concern that maybe you're going to squeeze it. But asara bnei adam, that's the Gemara basically, that 10 people could, and the poskim said maybe 2 is enough also, because the point is that when you schlep it or you carry it with somebody else, you're going to remind each other. So you can assume that it's asur betiltul. It's lichora just a gezeira, not to move it, shema ischat. But if you have somebody to remind you, it's not asur betiltul to begin with. So how would you apply the rule of migud itkatzai when it's not really mukze ben hashmashot even? Even ben hashmashot, you have a heter if you do it with somebody else. So that's Minchat Yitzchak and Minchat Shlomo, both of them mentioned that point. Now, the main point that I wanted to emphasize, and I'm just going to point out to this, because it's a whole topic that we need to speak in depth, but it's something that we have to mention, because we learn in Mukta, and it's something very basic and fundamental. I don't know basic, but it's chashuv yesod to have in your pocket, the concept of dachye bayadayim. Dachye bayadayim is a sugya in Betzah. And the point is that we have the concept of gogot v'tzimukim. Gogot v'tzimukim is the ultimate example for dachye bayadayim, something that was ra'ui l'achila. You have fruits that is edible, and you decided to pick it up to the roof in order to dry it. So you basically doche bayadayim, you make this fruit to be unedible, ben hashmashot, and it's going to stay mukta, even if the sun is going to be very strong and the fruit is going to be ready tomorrow. Let's consider dachye bayadayim. And then the Gemara asked there, what are you going to do with every pot that you put on the fire? Ben hashmashot. You have a lot of beans in the chulant. All the beans are basically mukze, right? Raw beans. You have in the pantry raw beans. Could you move them on Shabbat? They're not edible. Even animal wouldn't eat them. So they're mukze. So when you put the pot, ben hashmashot, on the fire, you put in mukze on the fire, and you eating it Shabbos morning. So how could that happen? So the Gemara said, Gemaro bide Adam is different than Gemaro bide Shamayim. Gemaro bide Adam The Gemara is in Bitzak of Zayin, okay? So the Gemara said Gemaro Bidei Adam is different. And the Pshat in Gemaro Bidei Adam, we would assume the Pshat is that anything that it's normally going to finish in a certain point, and you know about it when you do the Dchiyah, when you put the pot on the fire, you know it's going to be ready on Shabbat. So it's not shayach to say that you Dochei Bayadayim, because you're basically putting it on the fire in order to make it ready during Shabbat. But when you put the fruits on the roof to dry them, you can control the sun. You don't know if the sun is going to be strong tomorrow or not. So by definition, when you put it on the roof to dry, you basically said, I'm not going to use this fruit on Shabbat. Most likely, I'm not. And if the sun is going to be very very strong and like the fruit's going to be dry, nice. But it's not what you can control it, and it's not obvious that it's going to happen. So in our case, if you're going to apply the same rule, if you know that the garment is not wet so much, that's for sure it's going to dry in a normal circumstances, that's going to be comparable to a pot on the fire that it's normally going to dry. You don't need a strong sun for it. And if this is the case, the Mishnah Berurah case, even if he's right about the Muktzeh, that, like we mentioned, it's not so clear to begin with, but even if it's Muktzeh, it's going to be true to be Oisak ben Hashmashot, only if it's so wet that in a normal circumstance it's not going to be ready for tomorrow. So Lemaise, there is a lot of room to be makel, because most of the garments would be dry on Shabbat.
So only if you're going to get it inside as opposed to outside, what about the rain?
Okay, in Eretz Yisrael you don't have rain in the summer usually, so you can assume it's going to get dry. But I'm saying, if you put it inside and you know that this garment is going to be dry by tomorrow, so you don't have the problem. If you don't know, then you have the problem. And there is another debate in the Achronim, what is the definition of Gemaro Bidei Adam, and that you should read inside if you want to go more in depth, between the Kovetz Shiurim and Reb Shlomo Zalman. What about Dachia, that it's not Begufa Davar, it's just Dachia Be'isur. There is an Isur that on top of it, if that considered Dachia or not. But this is like homework. Now, let's go to the next topic. The next halacha that we need to discuss a little bit is the din of Kira Shenishmeta Achat Miarkoteah. It's still halacha Tet Zayin. The Gemara in Shabbat, it's page number 3. Page number 3. גמרא שבת קופלה מתחת עמוד ב' אידך מאי דתנא קירה שנשמטה אחת מירקותיה מותר לטלטלה שתיים אסור רב אמר אפילו חד נמי אסור גזירה שמה יתקע. So the first opinion here says that if you have a קירה, it used to be קירה that has a couple of legs, so one leg you still can move it. If two legs came off, it's אסור. רב אמר even one is אסור because we have the concern שמה יתקע. Now, if you read Rashi, it seems like the Machloket, Rashi said, Shema Yitka, כשמחבר את הרגל יתקענה בחוזק ואבו בונה. But what is Tanakama hold? Rashi said, אבל Tanakama, איך עדה לא נשמטה אלא אחת, לא חייש למתקה כולהי. So according to Rashi, it sounds like the argument is, how much are you חוישש for Shema Yitka? Tanakama said, it's almost not functional, so there is a high concern that you're going to start stick the legs. But Rav said, even one, I'm choishish. So the argument is how much you're going to be choishish for Shema Itka. If you look in the Ritva, and the Mishnah Berurah brings the name of the Aruch, the same idea, that the argument is a little different. Tanakama, look in the Ritva, Ritva says, Kira shenishmeta, achat miyarkuta mutar letala, de'adayin shem kli alea. Tanakama hold that when one leg comes off, it's still considered kli. So there is no problem of tiltur. When two legs came off, it's not usable. So the reason for the Isur is because it's Muktzeh, it's not a Kli. There is no Chasha Shema Itka, it doesn't care about Shema Itka. Rav is Chosha Shema Itka, so even one leg is enough to be Choshesh. Lemaise we hold like Rav. So we have the concern Shema Itka, so we don't care so much about Tanakama. But you see in the Achronim, they mention a little bit of that, and we might see a little bit of Nafkamina from it. The Trumat Adeshen, and brought down in the Gemma, Darkei Moshe, I'm reading page number 4. In the paper, you have the Trumat Adeshen himself, but I'm going to read it in the Darkei Moshe. It's in page number 4. כתב בתרומת הדשן סימן עין א', דהו הדין ספסל ארוך, not only קירה, like in the Gemara, הוא הדין ספסל, a bench, a long bench, that one of the legs came off, אפילו בחול, even if the leg came off בחול, אסור לטלטלה ולהניחה בצדה הנשבר על גבי ספסל אחרת. You're not allowed to move the bench and support it with another chair next to it. You can, the leg that came off, you can put it on a chair, that area to hold the ספסל, and you compare that to the case of kira shenishmeta, shema itka. Okay? Bet Yosef said you can put the leg inside, that's for sure. And then ended up the Gemara with an interesting chidush. Miu nireli, it's the last one line before the end of the Darkei Moshe. Miu nireli, im yashav alea mi beod yom, mutar li shev alea b'shabbat, de lo gara mi chariot shel dekel. So this sentence seems to be very weird, what he's saying. We're talking about Gzera Shema Itka. And he quotes Halachot of Mukze. Chariot, we're going to discuss soon, but all of you already know, Chariot, the Din Yichud, you're miyachedet l'shem that it's not Mukze. So, Ma'inyan Shemitah etzel Har Sinai, where Parashat Bechukotai, Behar Bechukotai, what's that? You bring in a source from Hilchot Mukze to Dinei Shema Itka. Shema Itka is a חשש דרבנן שמה יתקע, has nothing to do לכאורה with מוקצה, so why would ייחוד מבעוד יום gonna solve the problem of שמה יתקע? The Magen Avraham asked the question. Before I'm gonna go to the Magen Avraham, I just want to mention that the Taz, based on the assumption of the Trumat Adeshen, the Trumat Adeshen compare the Kira and the Safsal, right? The חשש שמה יתקע. The concern that you might stick the leg back. He said, if this is the chashash, so let's just hold it and keep the chashash only with Shema Itka. In order to be tokea, you need the leg to be whole. And the only thing that you're missing is the connection. But if the leg broke, lichora should be mutter, right? Because then we don't have the concern, you may be going to prepare another leg. We don't have that concern. The concern is you have a leg, you have a hole. The concern is that you're going to put the leg in the hole that's set up for the leg. Havu de lo losif aleh, meaning we're not going to add more isurim. So he said, based on that, if you have a safsal that the leg just broke, you could. So that's, and the Mishnah Berurah brings the Taz la'alacha also, so it's a big kula. But let's go back to the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham asks on the Rema, you are the Rema, and the Rema writes it la'alacha, that im yashav alei pam achat kodem haShabbat, if you sat on the bench when the bench was leaning on a chair, we don't have the concern shema itka, although we're talking about leg that just came off, and there is normally chashash shema itka if you sat on it before Shabbat. There is no chashash shema itka. So, and he brought the source from chariot shel dekel. So the Magen Avraham writes, "Betichora tzarich yun." You see the Magen Avraham sif katan lamed gimel, "Betichora tzarich yun da tamtam mishum muktze." Meaning, I can understand yeshiva, sitting on a chariot, makes it not mukzeh because you did a melacha with it. But here the concern is Shema Itka. So the Magen Avraham says, look, you know, it's true that it's a din that has to do with mukzeh, but he just said that the same way that sitting on a mukzeh show that it's dedicated for something, so too, we're going to be makel if you did the action before Shabbat and you didn't bother to stick the leg back, so we're going to be more lenient with you. But it's a tremendous chidush, because if this is the case, many gzerot de Rabbanan, we can say, oh, in this case, if I did it once and I didn't...
I take medicine and I know that I'm not going to run across the medicine next time.
So I will do it. For this case, we might do say that lemaisa, but I'm saying for other gzerot de Rabbanan, we wouldn't say, many gzerot de Rabbanan. If you're going to start to play this game, you can take off many gzerot out of the halakha. And it's a big chidush. The Gra on the spot bring a good source for the Rama, and he brings source from the Gemara in Kuf Mem Alef Amud Bet. The Gemara said the person is not allowed to walk with a big shoe because we have the concern a person going to take it off in Rishut HaRabim. And the Gemara said, לא שנו אלא שלא יצאו בשעה אחת. אבל, אבל יצא בשעה אחת, מותר. So you see that we have a similar gezeira, and if you did the action before Shabbat, you just like made yourself, you train yourself not to do the fixing that Chazal are concerned about, so you're good. So the Gra come to save the Gema and bring like a real source that shows that if you did the action before Shabbat, we're makel with certain gzerot. The Mishnah Berurah and Sif Kadan Samechet write that the concern Shema Itka is for sure when you have two legs that came off, that's for sure even more chamor, like we saw in the Gemara. And then in Shaar HaTzion, he brings the opinion of the Meiri and the Aruch that we mentioned that B'Shtayim, there is no... the reason for Shnayim is not only Shema Itka, there is a concern also that it's not Kli anymore. I just wanted to mention Lemaise, two nafkaminot, very relevant. Lemaise, we see in this halakha that when you have an instrument or kli that disconnect, not broke, like we saw in the Taz. If it broke, there is no chashar shema itka. But if it just came off, like in your glasses, if you have a, how do you call this?
The arm
came off, so that's comparable to nishmeta, because the arm is still exists and the glasses are still exist. You just need to connect them. Mm-hmm. That is comparable to the chashash of shema itka. And another example is a wheel that came off a stroller. Mm-hmm. But I have to mention again, only if the wheel came off and there is a way to put it back. If it broke, it didn't come off. In this case, the Taz would apply that you don't have a chashash shema itka because it broke. You're not going to fix on Shabbat. You're just going to put back and stick it hard. That's the chashash. If it broke, you don't have the problem.
If it's meant to come off and on, though?
If it's meant to come off and on, it's another shayla. But I'm talking when it's not meant to do. It's not. It just came off, and you could stick it back, and it's also to stick it back. Now, the... On top of that, there is a chidush that we just learned in the first shiur that we have the rule in muktzeh that when you already hold the muktzeh, especially klishim lachtol isu, while you're still holding it, if it become asur or you were holding it beheta, you can continue with it. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said, based on that, if you're in the middle of the street and the wheel came off, you can continue to walk. When you stop, you have a problem. But if you're in the middle of the street and it came off, you can continue and rely on this. We mentioned the concept in the beginning, so we can rely on this even in a case that you just came off and didn't broke. If it broke, we mentioned that there is no chashash. Okay.
If it's shama yiska and not muksa, so that has to reply.
You're saying if lichora the shama itka is a din by itself. It seems like there is a connection between them, because we're because of the Gdara Shema Itka, we're taking away the Shem Muktzeh. And you can see in the poskim also that they're debating with the Gezeira, what level does it bring it? Does it bring it to Din Klishim Lachtor Le'isur when you have the Gezeira? Or it just like Ke'en Klishim Lachtor Le'isur, so it's also Letzorach Gufo, but it's Mutar Letzorach Mekomo. So you can look in the paper, I have the Shulchan Aruch Harav, but it's basically emphasized your point that the Gdara Shema Itka is not completely out of Ilchot Mukze. When you say Shema Itka, it basically gives the Kli Shem Mukze. What we had a problem with the Gema, when we said, what do you bring in from Ilchot Chariot, is because he's talking about to be matir, to say that there is no Chashash Shema Itka. To make it not the Mukze is not going to take away the Shema Itka. That is a lot more of a Chiddush to say. I'm saying, look, I agree. That's the result. The result. You can't take the result and said, I'm going to do it not muktzeh, and then it's going to take the chashash shema itka. That's difficult. I agree with you that there is a connection between a shema itka and creating a muktzeh. But to say that if I'm going to take the shem muktzeh, it's going to take the chashash shema itka, that's a little bit more difficult.
Didn't you speak in the first few shiurim about a muktzeh related to the two different types of isuri muktzeh?
Right.
So maybe here too, like it's not
It's going to be, you're saying they're going to be in the other category.
Yeah, it's more like right. like a gezeira.
Right, so it's going to make more, it's make more sense what we just mentioned with Rav Shlomo Zalman, that when you started the tiltul beheter, then you can continue.
Then you can
right.
But once it becomes the mukhsva machmas gufo, because it has no use on Shabbos.
You know, it has a use. It has a use. No. A stroller is klishim lachto leheter. When the wheel, it's going to be klishim lachto leisu. But since you started to move it, when you stop, it's klishim lachto leisu. And then now you're using it letzorech gufo. If you're taking a baby, you're using the tzorech gufo. That's going to be lechor asur. Because it's asur betiltul now. Because of the gzeiro.
There was klishim machtol leiser.
It was melachtol leheter.
Therefore, you're allowed to keep on going. No, once it breaks, it's klishim machtol leiser.
Since you start moving when it was klishim machtol leheter, so it's like taking sakin shel mila and doing the brit, the bris mila, and then you can put it down. According to the poskim, says that it's like a klishim machtol leiser. But you have a klishim machtol leiser that you're even b'shogeg. According to the Magen Avraham, you picked it up b'shogeg. It's already in your hand. The tiltul started, or if you picked it up letzorech gufo. And then you did what you have to do. Now you can put it back. You don't need to throw it.
Maybe it's a different psak, but it quotes here. Dershu quotes from Rav Karlitz. It's mutter lo lahamshich ulaholicha lo beso bepnei shadino kechlish malachto leiser.
No, that's not what the Rav Shlomo Zalman inside said. The Rav Shlomo Zalman himself said it's because of the Or Sameach that says that when you started the tiltul beheta, you can continue.
Yeah.
Now the main part of the shiur, and that's the main din that we need to understand. I don't know if the only one, but it's one of the fundamentals of the siman. Dinei yichud mukze. So we have a couple of sugyot that we have to deal with. We have the sugya in daf nun. Page number 7. Tani Tana Rabba Bar Barchana Kameh Derav. Chariot Shel Dekel Shegdaram Leitzim Venimlach Aleihem Leyeshiva Tzarich Lekasher. Big leaves of the palm tree. And you cut it for the purpose of burning it. So it's a mukze purpose. Venimlach Aleihem Leyeshiva. You change your mind, you want to use it to sit on it. צריך לקשר. You need to do an action, tie them with a rope, or tie them, do like a real action to switch their purpose from burning them to sit down on them. רבי שמעון בן גמליאל אומר, אין צריך לקשר. You don't have to do a maise. It's enough if you're just saying that you want to use them to sit on them. הוא טען אליו, הוא אמר להלכה כרבן שמעון גמליאל. Itmar, Rav Amar Kosher, Shmuel Amar Choshev, Rav Asi Amar Yoshev, Af Al Pi Shelo Kisher, Af Al Pi Shelo Chishev. So we have three opinions of Amoraim in this Gemara. Rav says Kosher, an action. Shmuel says Choshev. Pshad is Machshava, maybe even Dibur. Rav Asi Amar Yoshev, Af Al Pi Shelo Kisher, Af Al Pi Shelo Chishev. Rav Asi is the tricky part here. He says, Yoshev, af al pi shelo kisher, v'af al pi shelo chishev. It's enough if you sit on the chariot shel dekel, even if you don't have the maise, and even if you don't have the machshava. It seems to be the most makel one. And why is yeshiva, lichora yeshiva is an action. So why is it less than machshava? So that's the debate here in the Rishonim. How to explain Rav Asi. So Tosfot on the spot. The Gemara brings the source that after the Gemara said Rav goes like Tanakama, Shmuel goes like Rabban Gamliel. And Rav Asi, the Gemara bring another Tana that holds like Rav Asi. And the source that chose with Rav Asi is that when you have a straw that on a bed, straw is a mukta, and you put like you had a blanket on it, so the blanket by itself is enough of a proof that you're dedicating this straw to sitting on. Although you didn't say anything, you didn't do any maise, that is enough. So it's the same like Gavasi. So Tosfot on the spot, look in page number 8. Gavasi amar yashav af al pi shelo kashar velo chishev. So, I don't know which one to mention first because there is a lot of opinions here. So I'm going to start like with this sugya, say the main gishonim, and then we're going to move to the sugya in Kuf Kafei Amud Bet, and we're going to repeat everything again because it's like complicated. We'll try to get as much as we can. Tosfot. Rav Asi amar yashav al pi shelo kashar velo kisher. Rabbeinu Shimshon HaZaken posek Rav Asi.
So we have a chizuk for Rav Asi here. So Rabbeinu Shimshon HaZaken hold lemaise like Rav Asi that yeshiva, just an action that even though you don't have in mind to change the status of the item, it's the most makel opinion, like we mentioned, you just do an action that doesn't necessarily because you had in mind to change the status of the item, right? You just sat on it, Be'erev Shabbat, not with a plan to change the status of the Chariot. That is enough. And the reason that Rabbeinu Shimshon HaZaken hold like that is because Rav Ashi is mechazek this opinion. Rabbeinu Tam posek Rav. That's what says, Rabbeinu Tam hold like Rav that you need Maise. Kmo Kushiya, Mikoach Kushiya, it doesn't say what the Kushiya. So, Tosfot seems to be very maker, like Rav Asi. And the Rashba also bring the basically opinion of Tosfot that Rav Asi is the most maker, and he adds a little bit more explanation. Rav Asi Amar Yoshev, I'm reading the Rashba. Rav Asi, I'm skipping the Ramban for a second. Rav Asi Amar Yoshev, Af al pi shelo kishev, Af al pi shelo chishev. מדקאמר ישב אף על פי שלא חשב מסתברא דמוסיפו על דברי שמואל דתפה עדיף חשב ולא ישב מישב ולא חשב. So he is basically saying what we just explained, that Rav Asi is the most maker, and it sounds like the way that he said that אף על פי שלא ישב ואף על פי שלא חשב seems to say that he's the most maker, because you don't need an action with having in mind to change the status, and you don't have a dibur or machshava that has any meaning of changing the status. You just did the maisa. You just sat on it Erev Shabbat, even if you didn't have in mind Shabbat. You just sat on it. That by itself changed the status of the chariot, although you didn't have anything in mind to change the status. Just the action that you did randomly with nothing in mind for Shabbat, it's enough. And he says, V'chen pasak Rav Hai Gaon. So we have Rav Hai Gaon. We have Tosfot in the name of Rabbeinu Shimshon HaZaken. And he brings Rabbeinu Yonah also that says the same thing, that Rav Asi afilu yashav ka'amar v'kol sheken chashav. So Rav Asi is basically the most maker, and he's going to be moide to Shmuel that if you did chashav, that's even better. If you said, I'm going to use it for Shabbat, that's enough. Now, the Ramban and some other Rishonim have a different approach to this whole sugya. I'm just going to say it in a couple of words because I don't want to make it too complicated. Rav Asi, I'm reading the Ramban בקיצור, Rav Asi פליג על יד רבן שמעון בן גמליאל וסבר שצריך מעשה כלשהו שנשתמש בו לאותו עניין הצריך לו עכשיו כי אין התחלת מלאכה. The Ramban have a different approach to the whole sugya, and the Rashba in Kuf Kaf Vav Amud Bet bring the Ramban more in depth, and he explained that there are two kinds of yichudim. There is a yichud that you want to change the status of the kli to create a kli, and there is a yichud that basically just wants you to be able to use it tomorrow for this purpose, but you're not changing the status of the kli. And that's how we explain the sugya. In one place we need Torat Kli Alem, another place, we don't need any Torat Kli. He said, Torat Kli with Maise is when you need to change the status of the item. When we discuss in Daf Nun, we discuss not changing the status and making it to be a Kli,
It's just like yichud or doing hatchalat melacha. I want to sit on this tomorrow, so I sit on it today, so I can sit on it tomorrow. But I'm not changing the status of the chariot. I'm just making it possible to sit on them tomorrow. And that's changed the whole sugya completely from side to side. I don't want to spend too much time on it because the Achronim doesn't bring it, although it's a tremendous, very chashuv opinion, and like lemaisa in the sugya, it sounds very good. What I do want to spend more time is the Tosfot Rid in the Psakim, because the Beit Yosef seems to have a Tosfot Rid from a different place. And the Tosfot Rid here is basically what the Rav HaMagid seems to say in the Rif, and in the Rosh maybe, and it might be the Rema Lemaise also. The Tosfot Rid writes that we hold like Ravashi. By the way, there is a Girsot here, Rav Asi or Ravashi, there's a game in the Leshonot here, and it's also, many poskim point out that there is a contradiction between Rav Asi here and Rav Asi Lekaman. We're going to see it. But when you read Tosfot Rid here, he's basically says that this sugya is the main sugya. We don't care about the sugya in Kuf Kaf Hei. That sounds like Avanim need a special dedication, a special maise. Because we're going to see soon that some poskim are mechalek between Avanim that need more yichud and Chariot doesn't need yichud. We said no, everything is equal. And everything just need machshava or even yeshiva, like Rav Asi, Rav Ashi. Let me just read a couple of words here. וכן הלכה ולא כתנקם הדאמר צריך לקשר אמרים תוספות רידים פייג' נמברם ולא כרשבק דאבר דבאי מחשבה ושמע מן אלייטה לדאבאי הדאמר מוכין שטבן בהם אסור לטלטלן אלא כיוון שטמן בהם פעם אחת כבר הוכנו ומותר לטלטלן ואם כן האבנים even rocks שהאישה מסבבת בהם את הקירה כיוון שטמנה בהו ותרו ומותר לטלטלן בשבת דלא שנה גיזין מאבן. There is no difference between גיזי צמר and אבן. Lemaise, what the Tosfot Rid is saying, that this sugya that is the most lenient about dedication or yichud, or what you have a different name for yichud, this sugya is the most maker, and that's how we hold the halacha, that even just one time use before Shabbat changes the whole status of the item and gives it shem kli. And even avanim, even chariyo, all the same. And we hold like Ravashi here, and the sugya lekaman that we're going to see that seems to contradict the sugya, it's not lahalacha. And if you have a problem with Ravashi or Ravasi, we're going to take care of the names. We're going to see, put here Ravashi and there Ravasi, and it's not going to be lahalacha. Now, the Gemara in Kufka, now let's discuss the sugya in Kuf Kaf Hei Amud Bet. It's page number 10. That's the sugya that caused the problem, because if you just read the sugya in Daf Nun and you pass in like Ravashi, you can be happy, okay, chariot, it's enough, I said on it before Shabbat, I'm good. And that's basically the way the Tosfot Rid learns. He said, this is the main halacha, and the rest of the gemarot that you can find is just arguing with this gemara. But the problem is that not all the Rishonim learn the same way. The Gemara tells us the story in Kuf Kaf Hei Amud Bet, on top of page number 10, פעם אחת הלך רבי למקום אחד ומצא נדבך של אבנים, ואמר לתלמידיו, צאו וחשבו כדי שנשב עליהם למחר. ולא יצריכן רבי למעשה. רבי יוחנן אמר, יצריכם רבי למעשה. מה יאמר לו? רבי עמי אמר, צאו ולמדום. רבי אסי אמר, צאו ושפשפום, אמר לו. So we have here a מחלוקת, what the requirement that Rabbi asked his תלמידים to do with the stones. Rabbi עמי said they need to למדום, to arrange them. Rabbi אסי אמר, צאו ושפשפום. You need to do an action with the actual stone. And this raised the question that everyone screams, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi are the same people. And if you go rest, you have the Girsa in Rabbi Asi in Daf Nun. So by Chariot, Rav Asi said, it's enough that you sit on them. You don't need to do any Maise. And all the more so, according to Tosfot, if you just have in your mind, that's even super, right? So why would Rav Asi here says that you need to do Maise? So Tosfot is the first one to raise the question. And he adds another question, that we have another machloket about Evan Sheh Nichal Pia Chavit.
If the fact that you put the stone on top of the chavit, that by itself dedicating the stone to be a kisui, or since it just did it once, it's not. And Rav Asi says that one time use is enough. So why for this stone it says that you need to do shif shuf? So Tosfot says, יש לומר דכיסוי חבית, סגי לבהנחה שדרכו לעשות כל דעות, ולא בעי תיקון ומעשה גמור כשאר כיסוי כלים. בנדבך של אבנים, מסוטט ומרובה לבניין, סגי לבשפשוף שאין צריך עוד תיקון. So Tosfot says, there are levels. It depends if it's normal to use it for this purpose or not. So to use a stone to cover the chavit, Rav Asi held that it's a normal use and you don't need to do a lot to switch the stone from being like a stone to be a cover to the chavit. But nidbach, it's a special stone, like a fancy stone that it's like normally been used for the building. So you want to transform it from being to the building to be like a kli to lean on it, needs to do something active. You need to do an action to switch it. The Gemara said that letameh, that he just more makel normally, but at our level. And then Tosfot said, "Vadika amar Rav Asi beperek bamet omim chariot shel dekel yashav af al pi shelo chashav." Tosfot says, "Chariot shel dekel, you see that he's makel and he holds that chariot, it's enough to be yoshev. You don't need to do any maaseh." So Tosfot tell you two options to be dealing with this problem. Hatam Rav Asi gersinan. The first tirus is a machloket. Rav Asi is more makel about chariot. And it seems like Tosfot here compare chariot to something that it's not normal to sit, because of the question, right? Because he said, how could Rav Asi sit by chariot yashar af al pi shelo kashar? So he don't need maise. So in the Havamina, he compared that to be something that's not normal to... And then the second tirus, he said, inam yiruim em leishiva atfe me'avanim. Chariot are more... normal to dedicate them to leaning on them more than avanim. That's why by chariot it's enough machshava as opposed to avanim that needs more machshava. So if we conclude the Tosfot, it seems like Tosfot hold that there are two levels or maybe three levels of yichud. You have a nidbach, a stone that normally being used to a different purpose, and you want to switch them to melechet heter, so you need to do a maise. But you have stuff that is like neutral stuff, like chariot shel dekel, and also he compared that to even shel pi chavit also. Even shel pi chavit is a problem because we hold that it's aser, so we don't hold exactly like Rabbi Ami. But le maise, stuff that it's normally dedicated, it could be used for this, it could be used for hasaka, it could be used for leaning on it. So if you just have in mind to dedicate it for one purpose that it's normal, you just move it to what it's like supposed to be. You have two options, so machshava is enough to dedicate it to one option of the normal use. But if you have something that normally is being used for binyan, so it's not enough that you're going to switch it in your mind to something else because it's not normal. So in this case, you need to do an action to take it away and give it a new name. No, it says chariot shel dekel k'tzatzan la'asaka. That the problem is that because you, when you cut them, you had in mind to do asaka. That's why you need to switch them. But normally, if you just cut them without anything in mind, no, I mean, I'm saying like chariot. The reason if you didn't do anything with chariot, you just cut them and you didn't have anything, it might be not muktzah. Because why would it be more la'asaka than leaning on it according to them?
Would it be clear at that point?
If you just cut it and you didn't have anything in mind, I don't know. It's something in between, lechora. If you cut it for the purpose of sitting on it, for sure it's going to be a kli.
Right.
But if you just didn't have anything in mind,
so isn't that the possible
kli?
What? So that should be the kli.
I would be even more makel about that. That you. Shekhtzatzan, lechora, you dedicate it for one purpose because you have machshava. Machshava motzia midem machshava. You had in mind to use it for hasaka, so you need like a machshava to switch it. But you're right that the way that I'm explaining it, it sounds like that if you didn't have anything in mind when you cut them, lechora, you shouldn't have any machshava even, because it's like, why not? I agree. I need to look more if somebody say that only bekhtzatzan.
So
when it's not stam, when it's equal, it should be mutter.
But that implies that if you don't have anything in mind, it would be...
When it's tam la'asaka. I don't know if chariot is tam la'asaka. Chariot says, shekhtetzam l'shem etzim. Why do you say shekhtetzam l'shem etzim? Mashma that because you khtetzam l'shem etzim, then I need you to switch the purpose. But if you didn't khtetzam l'shem etzim, you just khtetzam. You just needed to make the tree nicer. In this case, I don't know if you even need the yichud. Because it's like omed leze veleze. It's like for dual purposes. So why would it be mukta to begin with?
So if you did a maisa, stack it on firewood next to your fireplace, would that make it like a mitzvah?
I'm not sure, because it might be that the stones is the lashon of the Tosfot is because it's it made in a way that it's for the binyan, and that makes it a special. It's like something that you do in the chefetz itself that shows that the fact that you burn it, maybe you said that it's the same thing because lemaise nobody gonna use it after you put it in the fire. That's like not usable. The physical item changed, so it's weird to use it now.
Isn't it mitzvah just stacked up?
The Tosfot says. These stones were stones that were shaped for binyan, so they left from the binyan. And normally, these type of stones you would use for the binyan. So, now the Rav Magid on the Rambam. The Rambam is difficult. The Rambam writes, "Nidbach shel avanim shechashav alam ibod yom im limdum." מותר לשב עליהם למחר, ואם לאו אסור. So the Rambam Paskin, אם לימדום. And by חריות של דקל, he writes, חריות של דקל שגרם לנצים ונמלח עליהם מערב שבא לישיבה, מותר לטלטלם, וכן אם ישב עליהם. So he's Paskin like Ravasi, and he ignore the sugya of... So the Rif ignores, the Rambam does not ignore. So he's starting with the Rif. Look in the Rav Magid. ונסתאו דברי רב אשי שם, it's page number 10 in the, about the middle of הרב המגיד. ונסתאו דברי רב אשי שם, סוגיה אין דף נון, והלכה כמותו כדאית הבהלכות. The riff was passed in like רב אשי, that you just need ישב אף על פי שלא חשב. ופרשו זל דל רב אשי כל שכן חשב אף על פי שלא ישב. So he hold like the major opinion that we said that according to רב אשי, חשב and ישב both are good. מכאן למדנו שמחשבה בלחוד סגי. ונראה לי שלכך השמיטו בהלכות הידי נדבך, משום דבאח השמינן שאין צריך מעשה, ובמחשבה לחוד סגי. The reason that the Rif ignore the sugya in kufkafei is because he holds it's not למעשה. You see in the sugya in kufkafei that you need מעשה. We don't need מעשה, so we ignore the sugya. That's what the Rav Magid says in the Rif. ואם כן יש לי תמועה על רבנו, למה פסק למעלה? כמעט מצריך מעשה שכתב עם לימדום. Why does the Rambam needs לימדום? The Rambam argue with his teacher, the Rif, and quote the Gemara in Kuf Kafei. How would the Rambam learn the sugya? ונראה לי שדעת רבנו דשן יחריות דעיק הדקאים אל הישיבה ואיק הדקאים אל היצים וכאן לא נאסרו אלא מפני מחשבתו שגדרן ליצים. That's what I told you, מחשבתו שגדרן ליצים. וזהו שהזכיר כאן בדווקא, ומפני כך מחשבת ישיבה מוציאה מדי מחשבה דל היצים. אבל נדבך של אבנים ליקה דקאי לישיבה, ולפיכך צריך מעשה להוכיח שם לישיבה. So he basically says the same תירוץ, the second תירוץ of Tosfot, in the Rambam. There is two levels in Yichud Mukze. There is Mukze that it's like equal use, and if you cut it for use of Aser, then it's enough if you switch your mind to use it for sitting. But Avanim, the normal use is not to lean on them, so for them you need to do an extra. You need to do Super Mice. Now...
You think there's three levels, the Nidbach, Chariot Shel Dekel, and what's the third level?
Again, Tosfot bring the point of Even Shel Pi Chavit. Even Shel Pi Chavit, it's a little tricky because Tosfot compared it to Chariot, but Lemais, we need to say that it's not equal because we hold that Even Shel Pi Chavit, it's not becoming... So... And we're going to see another level also about Yichud LeShabbat Achat or Yichud LeOlam. Within the Yichud... As we said, you need yichud. Is yichud leolam is more than yichud for one Shabbos, and that's the next level, the next step. In the if you read the Bet Yosef, after the Bet Yosef, bring the this machloket, the Rav Magid. By the way, the Rosh is like the Rif. You ignore the sugya in Kuf Kafei. So the Darkei Moshe says
why are you ignoring all of this? The Mordechai seems to say, like the Rif, the Rosh also ignored the Sugya in Kuf Kafei. So we have the Rif, we have the Rosh, we have the Mordechai, and that's when you, what you see in the Seif Kaf Aleph. Shulchan Aruch writes, "Aval nidbach shel avanim, af al pi shechashav alav metmol, asur lishev alav, ela im ken limdum." So the Shulchan Aruch followed the footstep of the Rambam, and based on the Rav HaMagid, it's basically like the second Terutz in Tosfot, that there are two levels. You have Chariot shel Deker, that it's could be used for this, could be used for that, it's enough if you have Machshava. But Levanim is a higher level of Isur, you need like an action. And then the Gemara writes, "V'yeshomrim de din avanim kedin Chariot." Who are these Yeshomrim? So according to the Rav HaMagid, can be many people. Can be the Ramba, can be the Rif, can be the Rosh. So it's a lot of poskim. The Shulchan Aruch ignore. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Rif didn't say anything. The Rosh didn't say anything. It's to say that they are sover, that it's equal. It's, the Mordechai said it explicitly. And I just mentioned, the Tosfot Rid also said it explicitly. So we have Rishonim that said it Meforash. And we have Rishonim that didn't say anything, that it might be that that's what they hold. But Lemaise, the Mishnah Berurah disagree with the Rema, and it says the most Achronim disagree with the Rema. Magen Avraham, Mesig al Rema, Besover She'Even Chamur Mechariot. So Lemaise, it's very hard to be maker like this Rema, and although we found a couple of more Rishonim, it's not going to help us. The Achra of the Achronim is to be machmir with Avanim, to do Maise. So that's regarding to Seifim Kaf Alef, Kaf and Kaf Alef. Now the Seif Kaf Bet makes it, it's a little bit hard to understand. I don't have time to spend with reading everything inside. I'm just going to read the Seif itself and try to summarize the points. Seif Kaf Bet, אסור לחסות פי החבית באבן או בבקעת, לסגור בהן את הדלת או להקות בהן בברזה, אף על פי שחשב עליה מבעוד יום, אסור אלא אם כן ייחדה לכך לעולם. אבל אם ייחדה לשבת זו בלבד, לא. ואנה מילה בדבר שאין דרכה ליחדה לכך, כגון הנה דאמרן. אבל בכל מידי דאורכה באחי כגון לפצוע בו יוגזים, בייחוד לשבת אחת, סגי. So we have a debate or מחלוקת between the Rif and the Rashba, between the Rashba and the Ran. The Ran is on the Rif. The Ran on the Rif bring the Tshuvat HaRashba. Tshuvat HaRashba, he said that although we said that Yichud LeShabbat Achat for something that needs like a Maise, it's not good enough. Like stones, right? You need like Maise. But if you do Yichud LeOlam, that's going to elevate the Yichud and gives it Shem Kli. That's what the Rashba hold. So although Yichud LeShabbat Achat is not going to be enough, but if you do Yichud LeOlam, that's considered like Maise, basically.
That's more than Yasha.
Yes. And he said also, by Chavit, we hold that if you just cover the Chavit with a stone, it's not enough that you did it once before Shabbat. But if you did it before Shabbat in order to use the stone forever, like a Kisui, to cover the that's fine. The Rif, the Ran on the Rif argue and says there are two kinds of Yichud. If it's something that normally could be used for this use, Even Shal Pi Chavit, he said, if you're going to dedicate it for use, even for one Shabbat, it's going to be enough because it's normal. So the Gemara said that if you put the stone on top of the chavit and you didn't have in mind to be miyached it for one Shabbat, it's asur. But if you have in mind to be miyached it for one Shabbat, says the Ran, it's enough because it's normal use. So yichud leShabbat achat, when it's a normal use, it's good enough. When it's not the normal use, then you need yichud leolam. So the Ran basically is more maker than the Rashba, and he differentiates between Yichud LeOlam and Yichud LeShabbat Achat. Depends what is the purpose of the tool. I mean, if it's something that's not, it's not weird, so although Rav Asi that we just mentioned hold that Yashav is Mehani for Chariot and not for Even, that's true when you just do a Maiseh without any Yichud.
But if you do Yichud even for one Shabbat, it's going to be enough for Evan. But not any type of Evan. Only Evan to cover the Chavit. That is normal, so Yichud... Since it's normal, Yichud Shabbat Achad is fine. But if it's not normal, then you need Yichud L'Olam. It's like Maise. It's like a...
What's the case where it doesn't work?
He says that Gizet Semer... It doesn't work Yashav. It doesn't work that you cover the Chavit Erev Shabbat. That is not enough. As long as you didn't, because you didn't have in mind to do it for Shabbat. You just put it there. So putting it there, it's like Yashav without Kavana. Yashav without Kavana is not enough for Evan. It's enough for Chariot. But if you have in mind to use it for Shabbat, that is enough according to the Ran. When is Machshava for one Shabbat is not enough? When it's Gizei Tzemer Sheleftek. Sheleftek, it's like a commercial thing that it's dedicated for business. So if you just put the pot, you cover it with Gizei Tzemer that of Eftek.
How do you explain Meniach, Evan Alpi?
Meniach without Kavanah to...
Without Kavanah.
Yes. Meniach, just Meniach. You just put it there and you didn't have Kavanah to use it on Shabbat. You're not dedicated it.
And Yichud L'Olam would work even by a Nidbah?
Lichora, Lichora, Ran.
Rashba
also Lichora.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to say that the Rashba said Yichud L'Olam only for what the Rashba is making for Yichud L'Shabbat Achad. But it seems like Yichud L'Olam is like...
The story on Kuf Hey was where they were only planning on using it for that one Shabbat, so that's why they needed a mice in that case, because they weren't going to use it afterward. Because why do they have to do... Lindum or Shushun, right? Because they weren't going to... It was only
because maybe they were not Bailim also, so they couldn't dedicate it to Le'olam. So, I don't know. There's many reasons in the Sugya that they cannot, like, switch it completely. You do Maise, so then it's dedicated, but, like, you change it before. When it's, when you're not the owner, maybe it's not... And maybe they could. He just told them one way. Okay, so wait, I just wanted to finish the seif because the end of the seif is very difficult. There is a confusion also in the Achronim. If you read the Be'er HaGola, he says, "Bi'ichud Shabbat Achad Tzagi," we said it's the Ran, "v'yesh mi she'omer de lo shna." So if you read the Be'er HaGola, the Be'er HaGola writes, "Shibole aleket b'shem Rabbeinu Yeshaya." But if you're going to read the Shibulei Aleket B'Shem Rabbeinu Yeshaya, it's like something completely different that the Bet Yosef discussed at the end of the Bet Yosef, and it has nothing to do with this. The Gra corrected it. The Gra says, "V'yesh mi she'omer de lo shna." This is the Rashba. The Rashba does not differentiate between Yichud Le'olam and Yichud LeShabbat Achad. You always need Yichud Le'olam for Avanim. "V'yesh omrim she'tzech she'yaseh b'shum ma'aseh shel tikkun mi'be'od yom." So this is very not clear. What is this opinion? So Be'er HaGola, he writes, it's the Mordechai. It's basically the Shita that we just mentioned. It's basically Ayen Baseif HaKodem, what we just saw in the Rama, that Avanim is like Chariot. It's not so clear also. I have to say, I don't have a clear pshat with this Yesh Omrim, because it seems like, if you look in the Bet Yosef, it's not so clear what's the pshat here. The person who said that you need to do Maise, if you look in the Bet Yosef, at the end of the Bet Yosef, it seems to say that you could also do a Maise if you want, but it's on top of the opinion of the Rashba and the Ran. It's not arguing. Here in the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like it's arguing that it's not enough to do Yichud L'Olam. So it might be that the Rishonim that didn't mention this concept of Yichud L'Olam, they just disagree, and they said, we don't have this chidush of the Rashba and the Ran, so you just need a maise, like we just mentioned, by Avanim. Lichora, that's the pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. But the Be'er HaGola makes the confusion that he's basically referring to the Mordechai, that it's the opinion that we just saw before. And he might refer to the end of the Mordechai, that the Be'etzim by Kishuv and Be'Avanim by Situt. He just mentioned the idea that they were not mechalek like the Rashba and the Ran, that Yichud Le'olam is me'ani, so mistama they hold that there is no chidush like this. Yichud Le'olam is not a tricky thing that can solve the problem of Maise. There is no chidush like this. You can't do Yichud Le'olam. Yichud Le'olam is not like Maise, and that's lichora the pshat. But the Be'er HaGola is not so clear to me, and like, le'maise, la'halacha, the Mishnah Berurah writes that you can be maker like the Ran beichud leShabbat achat when you have a need. So that's in Seif Katan. Where did it say that?
Tzadi Zayin.
ולעניין מידי דורכי באחי נרד במקום הצורך יש לסמוך להקל דסגי בייחוד לשבת אחת. So למעשה, we can be make it like the run if you have a need, even with ייחוד לשבת אחת. We should finish with this. At least we got the פשט, the basic פשט in סיף קב. But there is a lot more to speak, and I have to say that this week was a very heavy stuff. It's not normal amount of material. Maybe I should have gave less for this week. I don't know.
It's okay.